We have with us in the studios the principal of Zahira College, Mr. Trizvi Marika, and we'll be talking about the Dr. AMA Aziz oration and about Zahira College as well. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And first of all, tell us a little bit about the history of Zahira College and the current situation.
Well, Zahira College is a very famous Muslim boys' school, and it was inaugurated in 1892, 21st of August. So it is exactly 128 years ago. And it was a time where Muslims were not interested in education. And we had to see that at a time like that, the college was inaugurated with the help of the philanthropist, and particularly the people like Ora Bibasha and Vapichu Marika, like that philanthropist and many people who were interested in education. They came together and they started this. And then when we go down in the history, we see that there were very few principals who work hard long period in the college. And Dr. T.B. Jaya cannot be forgotten at this context. From 1922 to 1948, 25 years he was the principal. And then his successor was Dr. Amy Aziz from 1948 to 1961. That was a golden era in terms of education and other co-curricular activities of the college. So we remember with gratitude with both these principals, Dr. T.B. Jaya as well as Dr. Amy Aziz. And Dr. Amy Aziz was special in this case because he was a civil servant. He was the first Muslim civil servant, and then he had to resign from that post and take over the principalship of Zahira College in 1948. So that is the a brief thing about the college. At the moment, the college is having around 5,500 students, and we have almost all the facilities that of a best school that should have. And at the moment, the college results are also improving. And this year, we will be sending 4 students to the medical faculty and 4 to the engineering faculty and 11 to the management faculty. Around 75 boys will gain admission to the universities. So that is an achievement where we are also taking the path of Dr. Amy Aziz, where he was trying very hard to see that many students to enter the university. During his period, that is 13 years of his service, we saw that 150 students entered the university. So that is a remarkable achievement during his period.
Exactly. So today we're here to talk a little bit about Dr. Amy Aziz's oration as well. So let us know more about this personality. Who is Dr. Amy Aziz?
Dr. Amy Aziz, in fact, he was born in Jaffna exactly on the 4th of October 1911. And his name is Abu Bakr Muhammad Abdul Aziz. And he was born to a family. His father was S.M. Abu Bakr, who was a leading lawyer. But unfortunately, his mother passed away when he was young, when he was 7 years old. And then he was encouraged to study his maternal grandparents and aunt. He received his primary education at Mohammedia Mixed School and Vaideswaran Vidyalaya in Jaffna, later Hindu College, Jaffna. And he got his Quranic education from Allah Piche Quranic School. And with this background, he was very fluent in Arabic and Tamil, and he was also knowledgeable in Hinduism. He was a brilliant student during his school days, and he got double promotions most of the time. Because of that, he could not enter the university because he was underage. So because of that reason, he has to stay 1 year out. And during that time, he worked at St. Joseph College, Colombo, as a student teacher. That was during 1928 to 29. Then later, he entered the university in 1929. And 1933, he passed out as a BA graduate with a second class upper, and he was specialized in modern European history. Thereafter, he joined Sri Lanka Law College. At that time, it was Ceylon Law College, Colombo, as an advocate student. And then he also started working as a Zahira College hostel as a resident tutor. But unfortunately, he could not continue that. He was awarded a government arts scholarship in 1933, and then he proceeded to St. Catherine's College, Cambridge University in England in 1934. But before, prior to his departure, he sat for the civil service examination. So while he was in Cambridge, he came to know that he has been selected from this examination, and he was the first Muslim person to take the civil service. So then he stopped from there, and then he came back to the country, and from 1935 up to August 1948 that he worked as a civil servant in the country under various capacities. So 1948, the history begins from Sahira and for 13 long years with us.
And let us also highlight a little bit about his contribution to the society and also to the Muslim community.
Well, he was an educationist, eminent educationist, social worker, and a senator. So his service to the society was of immense, particularly for the Muslim society. He was instrumental in founding All Ceylon Muslim Young Men's Association conference in 1950, and then Muslim Scholarship Fund in 1945. He was trying to help the needy children by offering scholarships, and also organized in the Muslim youth. So in that aspect, he did quite a good service to the society. And by being the senator, he served 1952, then 1953, then two terms up to 1956. So I believe that his service is not confined to the Muslim community, but he served at large to the Sri Lankan society. And during his principalship at Sahira, and he was trying to develop the college even into a university. His argument was that the Vidyalankara Pirivana and Vidyodhya Pirivana were also promoted to the status of university. So he was thinking Sahira College also should be something of that. So he worked for that aspect as well. And he was also trying to develop good archives, a good library, to make it a research center. And during his time, the sports, even the co-curricular activities and the academic side also improved well. One of the notable features during his time was that all three communities studied there. And if you go through the records, you would see that the examination results, when there are students entering the universities, there were Tamils, Muslims, and Sinhalese. So that was one important thing, that remarkable in our time, that we should remember. In 1954, early part, yes, 1949, at the prize giving, he invited the Honorable Prime Minister at that time, D.S. Senanayake. And D.S. Senanayake, in his speech, he mentioned his service to the community during his civil service. He mentioned during the war, when there was a shortage of food, the present principal, that was Mr. Amy Aziz, was one of those who helped him considerably in the food drive. From that time, I have developed a great affection for Mr. Aziz. He was then a member of the Ceylon Civil Service, but he worked really as a citizen of this country. Those were the words of Honorable D.S. Senanayake. I believe the service was so much that we should remember him with gratitude.
Exactly. And you did speak about how this personality, Dr. A.M.A. Aziz, wanted to take Zaire College to the level of a university. So are we working on it, is my question.
In fact, that was one of the themes when 2013, when we had the Founders Day oration of the college. Mr. Jamil delivered an oration of the college, where our title was whether there is any possibility that the college could develop into a university. In fact, the research notes indicate during the period like 1950s, it may be a dream for the community. But today, the many universities are coming up, and the country, the development are concerned in education and otherwise. We do not feel that there should be a separate university for Muslims. But if we can develop higher educational institution where all communities can come and study together, that would be something welcome.
And the oration was held on the 21st of January. If you could just tell us a little bit about what was delivered at the oration on the 21st of January by Dr. Farzana Hanifa.
Yeah, Dr. Farzana Hanifa is a senior lecturer working for the University of Colombo in the Faculty of Sociology. And her theme this time was Activism in Uncertain Times, Revisiting Good Minority Classification Today. I believe it was very timely that we should take up a topic like this because Dr. Aziz, when we summarize his contribution to the society, and finally it was said that he was he is a Muslim, he's from Jaffna, he looks like a burger and acts like a Sinhalese. He's a true Sri Lankan Muslim. So this topic has some connotative implications on that. The reason is, what is the contribution that the good minority have done to the country, and the country, how they should, country should look at the minorities. But going through the analysis of her speech, she mentions few reasons for certain treatment that the minorities are getting. She was mentioning about the Citizenship Act of 1947, how the Salisbury Constitution, when it was brought in 1972 as the Republican Constitution from the Dominion status, that Section 29(2) of the minority rights, which were guaranteed in the Salisbury Constitution, was removed. She was making some remarks on that for some reasons for the present day context. And then she goes on to talk about how the communities like Muslims and Tamils, by being them as a minority, some of the treatment that the state that they are getting has to be revisited. In fact, there are reasons for us to contribute from the intellectual, from the academic context, to go into these details and to get the country or put the country into right path. That is the duty of every citizen. So we may be talking about the minorities and majorities, but when it comes to the final conclusion, that final analysis, we all are Sri Lankans. So I think that oration opened the eyes of the policymakers, perhaps, to revisit the history and certain reasons how the present context have developed into. So I believe, as an anthropologist, she did a good piece of research to bring out a very academic research paper at the day that we had this oration.
Yes, I think it's very timely because we are actually focusing on reconciliation as well. So what you did mention is a very timely subject. And with that, it's time for us to conclude this short interview on Dr. AMA Aziz's oration and about Zaire College. And thank you very much, Mr. Trisvi Marika, for being a part of the show.
Welcome, and thank you very much for you as well for giving me the opportunity.
We were in conversation with the principal of Zaire College, Mr. Trisvi Marika, speaking about the Dr. AMA Aziz oration and Zaire College. With that, we conclude this short interview, and we'll be having some music on the show. You're on 97.4, 97.6 Island Wide, 1170.